Good morning. 00 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0100 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0200 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0300 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0400 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0700 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 0800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good morning. 0900 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford.
Kilo Bravo 8 Oscar Oscar Echo. W-A-R-C, mobile.
What are you up to, Mike? W-A-R-C.
Set up to Alpena, north of Bay City by a couple miles, kind of straight west of Linwood.
What's in Alpena?
Girlfriend's relatives are up there. We're going to do a day trip up.
Okay, that's not a bad area. I used to go up there to Johannesburg and Gaylord all the time. My relatives are up there, so still got an uncle about 92 or something like that. He's still up there, but everybody else is gone now. But need to get up there again. Well, enjoy your little drive. Weather should be halfway decent.
Actually, East Tawas is what I'm being told. We used to camp in Lewiston, just north of there, Vienna Corners, and had a cabin off of 97 there on the other side of Douglas Lake, 97 and 38.
Yep, brings back memories. Used to go up there to Big Bear Lake, Little Bear, and Turtle Lake, and Douglas Lake, and Baja, the back roads, and all kinds of stuff up there.
We were on, I can't remember the name, of Melvindale Camp Road. So we were on, we were across the street from the east side of Douglas Lake, but we would camp at Big Bear and then do all those trails, the Lewis and West Branch trails back up to our cabin property.
Yeah, I used to have a Gremlin X, orange Gremlin X. They used to take it over to the Grayling Proving Grounds there that where you're not supposed to be. I see all these signs that I said, I don't know what the heck them are. I thought they were just trails until I realized my cousin says, we're not supposed to be in this area.
Yeah, a couple of kids drug up a live round, a pretty good sized one there, because those guys have run up and down those trails out of Camp Grayling. And, Big Bear Lake used to be a camp out training place.
Yeah. I used to go up there in the 60s, 70s, 80s. I used to actually go up there to Johannesburg right off 32 before I get into Johannesburg, and that's where my grandparents and aunt and uncle had a farm. And I used to go up there every summer and spend my life up there working on the farm.
Wouldn't doubt that I seen you up there, but I had a cousin graduate from Joburg.
Yeah, small world. Yeah, my cousin Dwight and Debbie, they graduated from Johannesburg. My uncle was the township supervisor probably 35 years.
Not very far from where we were there on the other side of Douglas Lake. It's nice up there. I wouldn't mind living up there, but, you know, you'd have to have some kind of business that's almost mail order. I debated going up there when they were drilling all the gas wells and working on the rigs or repairing the pumping motors, them old Waukesha's, but I don't know. I don't like the, it's in the snow belt. That snow gets pretty deep there.
Good morning. 1000 hours.
Yeah, when I used to go up there when I was a kid, we all had snowmobiles up there, and that's about what we did. Milk cows and run snowmobiles. And my uncle had some nice tractors that moved snow. Back then, they got snow. I mean, 4 or 5 feet of snow. They had to put flags on the cars so you could see each other. Little orange flags and crazy. But, yeah, they've been not quite as bad, you know, nowadays. But we're going to let you go. I'm trying to troubleshoot a problem here. Keyed up my 991, and every time I key it up, I hear a whistle. So I'm going to figure out where that's coming from now. 7-3, have a good day. W-A-Y-R-C.
We used to play tag with the sleds out in the woods. I got mine buried horrible one time. Had to walk around it about belly button deep snow and get it spun around. Yeah, it was deeper than that. That's about how deep I was in it, but get it spun around, pointed the other way, and kind of run alongside it, kick it, get it going, head back downhill a little bit so I could at least get moving again. But I don't remember what happened that stopped me, but there was no going again, taking off, you know. That was back old junk moto ski I had. Step 3, Mike, have a good afternoon. Good luck with that 991A. This is KB8OE. KB8OE.
Good morning, 1100 hours, mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1200 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Cloudy. 43 degrees. WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon, 1400 hours, cloudy, 43 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees.
NY monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly cloudy. 43 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good afternoon. 1700 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Good evening, 1800 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford.
Can't see any whales monitoring.
Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 42 degrees. WHCMN, repeater in Guilford. Good evening, 2000 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good evening. 22 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Penetrating the bay like no one else can. This is the WHCMN repeater in Guilford. Good evening. 23 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees.